Wonderful song, Up From the Grave He Arose. Well, tonight I know some of you are wondering if you're going to get a quiz. Did you get an index card? If you didn't get one, you can raise your hand. We'll try to get you one. There's still a few that need index cards. Do y'all have any left? We'll get to these in just a moment. So once you get one, there's some up here in the front. If you didn't get an opportunity to hear the message this morning, you might want to go online and listen to it, because we're going to continue on the theme, the same theme of Scripture tonight, and I'm going to be preaching on treasuring God's Word. How many of you tonight can tell me your Social Security number without pulling out your card? It looks like most everyone. You know, I remember when I went off to Texas Tech University, I had to memorize my Social Security number, because back at that time, I don't know how it is today, but back at that time, you go to the finance office or to do any kind of business with this school, they didn't ask you when you went in there, what is your name? They would ask you, what is your Social Security number? All we were just a number. But that's how they identified us, through our Social Security number. Even our exams, after they would be graded, our professors would put them out outside the classroom there, and they would be listed by our Social Security numbers, not by names. And so I learned pretty quick my Social Security number. I memorized it. And then I got married, went to Bible college, and same thing. I mean, they wanted your Social Security number for just about everything. And so I had not only mine memorized, but I had my wife's memorized. And I still know her Social Security number. And the only thing I haven't memorized is my children's. But, you know, there are a lot of things that are important to us that we memorize. We memorize birthdays, anniversaries. We memorize phone numbers. Well, maybe not so much nowadays with our digital phones. But I bet you know your own phone number. Passwords. We memorize passwords. Or, well, some of you are shaking your head. If you're like me, you have to go through your phone and file and look it up. But at least you have your password to your phone, or you can't get in your phone. So you have passwords memorized. We have songs memorized. Some of you could get up here and sing Amazing Grace without a hymn book, because you have that song memorized. But if I was to ask you tonight, if you have memorized at least 10 verses of Scripture, I don't want you to show your hands, but would you be able to say yes? Tonight I could stand up and I could quote 10 verses of Scripture. How about 25, 50, 100, 250? You know, let's stop and think about it. In all honesty, we who love the Lord, we should have hundreds of scriptures memorized. It's to our shame that we don't. It really is. I remember in Ghana, we would be going down through the market, and sometimes we would go past a mosque, and there'd be these Muslims there sitting, and you know, they would pray five times a day. They would stop whatever they was doing, they'd roll out their prayer mat and they would pray, but there would also be times they'd just be sitting there muttering something, and I finally found out what it was. They were quoting from the Quran. I mean, they sit there for hours quoting the Quran. And they're not looking at the Quran, they're just quoting by memory. And we're not talking just a verse here and there, chapters of the Quran they have memorized. You know, that's pretty convicting to think about, that Muslims could have more zeal for their Quran than we have for God's Word. You know, I'm sure that some Christians will say, well, Pastor, the word memorized is not even in the Bible. So they excuse themselves, like, well, you know, is it really a biblical thing to memorize? Well, we're going to look at a couple of verses. Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 11. And this is probably a verse that I would want to say probably 50% of you here tonight probably have this verse memorized if you went to Sunday school. If you went to Sunday school, this is one of those verses that you memorize early on. It's a verse that we that's actually used in the pledge to the Bible. But right here in the Word of God chapter in Psalm 119, 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, this verse, it's pretty simple. Even a child can understand it. It's not hard to understand. I mean, children learn it in Sunday school, and I don't think they have a problem understanding what it means. They understand that if they memorize Scripture, that it will keep them from sin. It will help them in the temptation with sin. Now, this word hid, I want to look at because I want you to see that it refers to memorization. It means to hide, to store up, to be treasured, to be cherished. And this is from Mount's Hebrew Dictionary. And so this is the dictionary for the Hebrew word that's translated hid in Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So that Hebrew word has these variations of meaning. I want you to think about it. It means to hide it in your heart, yes. But what does that mean? To store it up in your heart. Well, you can't store up the word in your heart without memorizing it. You know, the heart in the Bible refers to the center of your being. It's the mind, the will, the emotions are all included in what the Bible calls your heart. It's not talking about your cardio, your physical heart. It's talking about who you are spiritually, that you are your mind, your will, and your emotions, the makeup of your being. That's what the heart is talking about. And so he says you're to store up the Word of God in your heart. But I like what he said, to be treasured. To be treasured. You know, there's things that you value that you hide in places in your home. Maybe you have some special jewelry. Maybe you hide it in a safe, or very important documents, or maybe gold or silver. Maybe you have metals that you have hid up somewhere that's treasured and cherished. That last phrase in that dictionary definition for hid is to be cherished. To be cherished. So when you look at this verse, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I want you to think of these definitions. Thy word have I cherished in my heart. Thy word have I treasured in my heart. Thy word have I stored up in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so the Bible may not use the word memorize. You look at a concordance, I already did. It's not in our English Bible. That word memorize is not in the English Bible. But the concept is right here in this verse that we should memorize Scripture. We should hide the Word of God. We should treasure the Word of God in our hearts. Let's look at a New Testament verse now in Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16, I referenced this verse in the message this morning when I preached on Joshua 1:8. While you're turning there, for those of you that wasn't here this morning, Joshua 1:8, what did he tell Joshua? You know, Joshua's fixing to go in the promised land. Insurmountable task. Moses was dead. Joshua was fearful of failure. I mean, if Moses failed, he's probably thinking, why, who am I? How am I going to make it? But God gave him some instructions on how he could succeed in doing what God had called him to do. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So the book should be up on his lips. It should determine what he would speak. And he said, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night. That meditation of constantly going over the Word of God in our mind, pondering the Word of God, even muttering, speaking quietly the Word of God as we are sitting in reflection on the Word of God. And so that is important, that we speak, not just speak the Word of God, but our thinking. It should influence our thinking. And he said, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. So it influences how we act. Then he said, you shall make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. So it is conditional. And I share that because how could you look at that verse and not think of memorization? As you meditate on the Word of God, you begin to memorize the Word of God. Here in Colossians 3:16 now, let's look at this verse. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I want you to notice the word or the verb dwell. This verb dwell. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you. This is in the imperative mood. In English, that means a command. So this is not a suggestion. The Scripture is not giving us a suggestion that it would be a good idea for you to do this. No, this is a command. Let's stop and think about that. If we're going to observe to do all that is written therein, it involves what? Scripture memory. I mean, because he commands it right here to let the Word of Christ dwell in you. And it means to indwell or to inhabit. In other words, it means to let it live in you. Now, I'm sure that everyone here tonight, you have a Bible that dwells in your house. I mean, think about that. You have a Bible at home, probably many Bibles at home sitting on a shelf. It dwells in your home. I'm sure many of you that have one of these supposed to be smart devices, you probably have a Bible app on your phone. But this scripture is not referring to that. You know, some say, well, Pastor, you know, I don't need to memorize scripture because I have it on my phone. Paul did not say here in the scripture, let the word of Christ dwell on your person. What did he say? Let the word of Christ dwell in you. In you. You got to get it from here or from here into here. And the only way you can do that is to meditate, to speak it, let not this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. To speak it, meditate in it, memorize it. That's how you get it in you. Now, notice the next word that he says, richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This has the idea of abundantly, in contrast to poorly or sparsely. Now, if we were to look at how many scripture verses we have memorized tonight, would we say, the word of Christ is dwelling in me poorly or sparsely? Where would we draw the line that would be richly? How many verses would that be? How many chapters of the Bible would that be? I don't know. I just know the Bible says we should let it dwell in us richly, abundantly. We should have a lot of scripture in us, is what he's saying. Did you know that when the word of Christ dwells in you abundantly or richly, that it will give you true wisdom? He says, in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. I tell you, there was a back last Thursday at the graduation, Oklahoma City, Sam Davison preached a great charge to the graduates in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, talking about we live in an ever-changing world, yet that never changes. He was talking about, even though things change, culture changes, world changes, there's some things that never change. And in that passage, he was contrasting man's wisdom or worldly wisdom with God's wisdom. And how that by man's wisdom, you cannot know God. We can't know God by our own wisdom. It's only through God's wisdom, which the world considers foolish, by the way. As I was challenging parents yesterday at Crossroad Kids to teach their children the Holy Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:15 was my text. That from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. My heart's really burdened because I know a lot of parents today, that's not important. It's really not important. They don't see the worthwhileness of teaching their children the Holy Scriptures. Maybe they're relying upon the church to do that, the Sunday school teacher, the Christian school teacher, the homeschool You know, parents, they are more into teaching their kids worldly wisdom. You need to get a good education. You need to excel at history and mathematics, chemistry, algebra. You need to excel in all these things. You need to be in all these sports and learn how to have discipline. And I'm not saying those things are bad. They're all good when used in the right way. But my point is, they're not as important as this book. You know, because you can be wise about a lot of things. You can have wisdom about math and history and algebra and chemistry and physics and all those things. But if you're not wise unto salvation, it's a total loss at the end of the road. When you meet the Lord, you've lost it all. Because if you don't have salvation, you're lost for eternity. Like Jesus said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" It's sad that parents today don't see how important it is. And we as Christians don't see how important it is. We think the things of this world are more important than this. When the word of Christ dwells in us richly, they will spring forth from our lips in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and we'll be able to teach and admonish one another. How can we fulfill that without the word of Christ dwelling in us richly? How am I going to admonish my brother or sister in Christ when they're in a time of turmoil, or they're in time of confusion, or time of difficulty? You know, sometimes when we don't know what to say, and sometimes there's nothing we can say, but you know, there's times that people come to us for counsel. How are we going to counsel them if we don't have the Word of God dwelling in us richly? How are we going to admonish them? How are we going to teach them? How are we going to teach our children? Are you convicted yet? Should we have an invitation now? Well, before we do that, I want to just give you some practical tips on how to memorize Scripture. And before you say, "I can't memorize," I want you to turn to Philippians 4 and verse 13. I shared this verse this morning. You should know what it is. Philippians 4, 13. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Would you say it with me? Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Again, Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Now that wasn't that hard, was it? We only went over it twice, and I bet you if we said it again, or I had you come up, you could probably say it. It's not a hard verse. So if you say, "Well, I can't memorize, Pastor," well, there it is. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Amen. Some of our newest Christians in this church, the Reyeses, you got to realize they're bilingual. They're probably more comfortable in Spanish, but they have at least four or five memory verses that they've learned here just recently in English. What's our excuse? When we were in Ghana, we used to do it every Sunday night. We used to have, right at the beginning of our service, before we started singing, before we did, we would do memory verses, and we would give people in the congregation opportunity to say their memory verses. And not everybody, we didn't have time for everybody, but for the most part, we'd have a lot of people share the memory verses. And I want to tell you that we had some people with less than junior high education that said memory verses. We had deaf people that are very challenged in their education because over there, the deaf schools were not very very good academically. We had deaf people that could sign scripture verses, King James Version English. So I don't think we can say I can't memorize scripture. We can do it. It all comes down to a matter of, do you cherish the Word of God? Do you love it? Are you committed to doing it? There are several ways we can do it, and I want to help you with the, if you'll take your index card, this is one way, and I want Brother Justin to pull up this one right here. And so if you have your index card, we're going to do that Philippians 4:13, since we already said it twice, and we're going to use it as our example. So on one side, you got the lines, on the back, it's blank. So go to the back side of your card, and just like on this slide, right there in the middle of that card, put topic, power for living. And it's very important that you memorize scripture topically. Topically. So it helps you, it aids you in memorization. And so when you memorize scriptures, you can have various topics, you know, like 1 John 13 is going to be an assurance of salvation verse. So you could put back there assurance of salvation. So the back of the card is the topic. You put the topic. Now let's go to the next side. And on the front side, back on the front side with the lines up in the upper right, well, it's going to be left-hand corner. Upper left-hand corner, you put the address, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. And then on the right-hand side, the next slide shows this, the date. Put the date that you start, like today's date. You put that date that you started working on this memory verse. Now, the next thing, in the middle of this card, you're going to write out the verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You write that verse out right there in the middle of that card. Now, this is something that anybody can do. You can buy these index cards at the dollar store for a buck, for 500 cards or something like that. And so you can get these cards very cheap. You can write on them just like I showed you, and you can carry them with you wherever you go. When you're sitting in a doctor's office, wherever you are, when you have just a little free moment, you can practice memorization. Now, just I'm going to tell you in a moment just how we do that. But before we practice memorization, I want to go to another, for those of you that like technology, I want to show you another way. Go to the next screen, Brother Justin. You can go to this website here. You may want to write it down, scripturememory.com. And go to the next page here. This is what it's going to look like when you, scripturememory.com, you pull it up. And it's really hard to see, but where it says community up there, where that globe is, right to the right of that, you'll see a phone screen, a smartphone screen. If you'll click on that smartphone screen, it'll bring up this page, Scripture Memory Apps. And there's two scripture memory apps that you can choose from on this website. I have both of them on my phone. And you can get those apps. And there's one called Verse Locker, and there's another one called the SMF app, Scripture Memory Fellowship app. And so you can find those on your app store and your phone, or you can go to this website and it will send you the link to your phone so you can put that on your phone. But what I like about the Verse Locker app is that you have what is called collections. You have your collections of scripture memory by topic. And they have some collections of topics that you can just start with, like the promises of God. They have a whole bunch of verses on the promises of God. They have a whole bunch of verses, key verses, New Testament, key verses, Old Testament. They have different topics that you can add those to your collections and start working on those scriptures, memorizing them one by one, or you can create your own topics. You can add to the collection and make a topic, power for living, using the Philippians 4:13. And you select on this app, King James Version, and you can practice. Once you add those verses to your collection, what you can do is you can start practicing the verse, and it'll show the verse on your screen of your phone. And there's a little button at the bottom that says blur. You can click that button, blur, and it will take out some of the words. And you hit it again, it'll take out more words. You hit it again, it'll take out more words. But then you can have them restored back. It also has a little sound bite where you can listen to the verse while you are memorizing it. So you can listen to it, you can read it, you can blur out portions of it, or you can go to where it says initials, and it just has the first letter of every word in that verse. And so you can try to say it using the first letter. And then it has a type where it's just a blank page where you type it on your phone. You type out that verse. You practice typing it. So there's several ways that they have where you can use this app wherever you are and memorize scripture, if you like technology more than the old-fashioned way. But let's go to reciting the verses daily. How do you memorize? Because some people don't know where to start. You can have the app, you can have this card, but where do you start? How do I memorize scripture? Well, let me just give you some help on that. First of all, you take the verse and read it 10 times. And don't forget to include the address. Just read it. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. I always do the address twice. I look at it like this way. It's like a sandwich. The bread is the address. The meat is the verse. So one piece of bread, Philippians 4:13. The meat, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The other piece of bread, Philippians 4:13. So that's how you want to do it, because you want to know the address. You want to know where it is, where it's found. And so just read it 10 times out loud. Find a place where you can do that. It helps when you are reading it out loud, because you're hearing the verse, you're saying the verse, and you're reading the verse. You're using several senses. If you're just reading, you're only using your eyes. But if you are reading it, you're using your eyes, you're using your mouth, and you're using your ears. So you're using three senses. And you can even add another sense, walking, like I'm doing up here. You can walk around your house while you're saying it. Sometimes that will help reinforce it. But you read through it at least 10 times, saying it 10 times, then take this card and turn it over, put it down, and try to recite the verse 10 times without looking at the card. I guarantee you, if you do that in Philippians 4:13, you'll probably have it memorized just bam, like that. Now, here's what you do on day two, the next day. Before you go to a new verse, go to this old verse first. Recite it 10 times without looking. If you have to look and refresh your memory, you can do that. But go over the old verse 10 times. Then start a new verse, learning it 10 times. And I believe the key is not just repetition of 10 times, but repetition over a period of time. So if you really want to memorize it, you have to do it every day for 30 days. I know that's a commitment, but if you really want to learn it, that's how you can learn it. If you could learn 30 verses that way. I had a new one every day, but every day go over the old ones. Now, as the days go on, it's going to take a little longer. But maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you just, I wouldn't suggest that to start. If you haven't been in scripture memory, don't start trying to do 30 verses in 30 days. Maybe 2 or 3 a week. At least, at the minimum, 1 a week. But repetition every day over those verses, every day. Until you've said that verse by memory 10 times for a month. Then you can move on. Because I guarantee you by then, it's going to be burned into your brain, into your memory. It's going to be hid in your heart that you'll be able to pull it out just like that. Now, here's the application. I read this quote. I believe it is on that website. Most scripture memory plans live on someday island. You know, this is what I'm teaching you tonight. It's not going to do you any good at all if it's on someday island. If it's living on someday island. If you're serious about treasuring God's word in your heart, you need a commitment and a plan. You need a commitment and a plan. In other words, you got to say, okay, Lord, I can see from the scripture how important it is to memorize scripture. Joshua 1:8, the message this morning. 2 Timothy 3:15, the message yesterday at Crossroads tonight, these verses. I see how important it is. I see it's a command. I see I need to do it. God, I want to make a commitment. I want to make a commitment to memorizing scripture. That's where it starts. Where you make a commitment. You decide, I'm going to memorize scripture. And then you got to have a plan. I want to give you a quick plan, just real quickly. Number one, what will you memorize? These are 3 W's, and I pulled it right off that website. I thought it was good. What will you memorize? You have to first decide what you're going to memorize. Like I said, on some of those apps, they already have some verses and under topics that you can start with. There may be some scriptures that you really love, or maybe God has been speaking to you about lately. You may want to select those as memory verses. I added some collections onto mine. There was one verses for people going through difficult times. There's like, I don't remember how many verses, maybe 10 verses. Psalm 55:22 is one of those I shared this morning that I've been working on. Cast thy burden unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. That was one of them. So some of those verses like that, you can start memorizing. And so you have to decide first what you will memorize. And by the way, if you're here tonight and you're going to be in the soul winning or the Share Your Faith workshop in June, you're going to have to memorize some scriptures. I mean, it's very important when you're witnessing somebody. Sometimes you're not going to have your New Testament with you, you're not going to have your Bible, but you need to have those verses memorized. And one of the reasons why I memorize them, all the verses I use in leading somebody to Christ, is because most of the time they don't have a Bible when I'm talking to them. And so if I have my Bible, if I'm in their home, I would give my Bible to them. I will turn to the verse and give it to them, and I would tell them to read it. But if they can't read, I want them to look at it, and I'm going to quote it to them. So it's very important you have it memorized. So you need that memorization. So maybe some of those verses in the Romans Road or something like that, you can start memorizing. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9, 10:13. Those are all very important verses. And what's so cool about it is once you memorize these, they'll stay with you. You know, I memorized the Romans Road verses in Bible college, or I think maybe even right before I went to Bible college. I still remember them today. I mean, that was 1988. That was a long time ago. 26 years ago. And I still remember them. I was telling the Reyes tonight that my first chapter of the Bible I memorized was Psalm 1. And I remember memorized that one. It was in 1988. Six verses. I still can say it today. I mean, it's stuck with me all these years. And so that's what's so cool. So what will you memorize? The second W, who will hold you accountable? This is very important. This is a step that most of us, we want to skip this step, but accountability is very important part of memorizing Scripture. If you're married, have your spouse be your accountability partner. And throughout the week, ask one another, say your memory verse. I want to hear it. And I know that's what's helped the Reyes. Brother Justin's been working with them, discipling them, and so he'll ask them, say their verse. What's the verse on assurance of salvation? He was asking him that just a moment ago, 1 John 5:11 and 12. And so that helps you when you have accountability. It helps you to work hard in memorizing. And so it keeps you motivated. And here's what's cool on one of those apps. I think it's the Scripture Memory Fellowship app. I haven't tried this yet, but you can, your accountability partner, you can add that person's email to your account. And as you're memorizing Scripture on your app, when you get them memorized, you click the check, memorize. Well, your accountability partner gets an email once a week with the scriptures that you've memorized. And so that's another way. I don't think that's the best. I mean, I know we live in a technology world, and so it's better than nothing. But you can click, I memorized it, and you didn't memorize it. You know what I'm saying? It's better face-to-face. Tell me your verse. I want to hear Philippians 4:13. Tell it to me. Maybe we should do that this week, this Wednesday night. This, all of us ask each other, Philippians 4:13, tell me that verse. And have some accountability. The third W, when will you finish? In other words, pick a time that you plan to finish. So if you're memorizing Philippians 4:13, you start today. Lord, I want to have this verse memorized by the end of this week. Pick a date and work toward that goal. If you don't set a goal, how do they say it? If you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So if you don't have an aim, if you don't have a goal, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. But if you say, okay, I'm going to memorize this verse by Saturday, and you have an accountability partner, you tell your accountability partner, I'm going to memorize Philippians 4:13 by Saturday. If you go according to this plan, it will help you to get it done and to do it. I cannot say, emphasize the value of scripture memory. I know for me, I'm just going to be honest. I have not practiced scripture memory for some time. I've got lots of scriptures memorized. Some I need refreshing, because it seems like as you get older, things get foggy. Sometimes I can't remember things that I should remember. And so refreshing is always good. And I think sometimes for those of us that have been Christians for many years and have memorized lots of scriptures, we stop doing it. And I just want to challenge you, get back into it. Do we really want to have good success in serving the Lord? Do we really want to have victory over temptation when Satan comes at us? Do we really want to be able to admonish and teach one another? Do we really want that? Well, we need to memorize Scripture. When we memorize Scripture, we make it instantly accessible in every situation and for every need. That's what's so great about it. And, you know, I was preaching this morning, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, talking about we should speak the language of faith. We should speak the scriptures. When we're going through difficulty in our marriage, it'd do good to speak the scripture. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. When you feel like you can't do something God wants you to do, you feel like just giving up, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You know what? When we go through things in life, just like that, scriptures are to come to mind. They should come to mind, scriptures we've memorized. When somebody is going through some trial, and we're going to the hospital to visit them, there should be scriptures that would come to mind that might can comfort and console that person that we're visiting. I want you to go back to Psalm 119 for just a moment. And we're going to close this up. Psalm 119. If you're serious about treasuring God's word in your heart, you're going to need what? A commitment and a plan. But here in Psalm 119, I want to just read through several verses. Let's look at verse 47. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Isn't that good? Do you notice where it says, which I have loved? Look in verse 97 in this psalm. Verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Boy, I mean, talk about a love for the Word of God. He said, it's my meditation all the day. Verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Verse 127. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Verse 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. verse 163, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Verse 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know, these are some great verses that talk about the psalmist had such a love for the Word of God. He said, it's something that I meditate in day and night. And what challenges me about that is that the psalmist that wrote this, whether it was David or someone else, they did not have the New Testament. They just had the Old Testament. Most likely, they didn't have all the prophets, just the Pentateuch. And yet, he loved it and meditated in it day and night. We are so blessed here at Bible Baptist. We have this book. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If we want to have success God's way, we need this book. We need to speak it, meditate in it, act upon it. And that involves memorization. So we're going to have invitation. Brother Curtis is going to come. I want you to stand with me. Invitation time is a time for us to make that commitment to God. Make that commitment to make the Scriptures a priority in our lives. I promise you, you won't regret it. When you get into a time in your life, I'm telling you, the Scriptures are going to be a light to you. They're going to be a comfort to you when nothing else makes sense. Make that commitment tonight to study, memorize Scripture. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful tonight that we have your Word. Thy Word is truth. And as Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Lord, this is how we grow and change, and how we're transformed is through thy Word, thy truth. And Lord, forgive us for not making a priority of your Word. Forgive us of putting other things as more important. Sometimes we can waste much time on social apps or watching television programs or doing other things that could be used to study or to memorize Scripture. And Lord, it all begins with a decision on our part to make a commitment to do it, to have a plan, and to start it, implement that plan. Lord, I pray that many here tonight, I pray everyone here tonight would come to that place of make a commitment of memorizing Scripture, even if it's one Scripture a week, or even two or three Scriptures a month. Lord, that we would at least put forth that effort to start hiding the Word of God in our hearts, letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. And Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here that does not know the Lord Jesus is their Savior, this would be a good time for them to come to Christ. Lord, that they might realize how much you love them, and you sent your Son to die on the cross for their sins, that they can have eternal life. Lord, we know that because we have your Word. We have your promises that thou shalt believe in thine heart, that thou confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful promise. When we believe in our hearts and we call upon your name, that we have salvation in Christ. Lord, we ask you to bless this invitation. Bless those that have come making commitments tonight. Lord, help us to follow through. Help us to be to carry out what we have promised to do. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. The curse.